back from the World Championship. So let's start with that silver medal. It's a tough way to go down in a shootout. Good with the silver. Disappointed. What are your feelings?
Yeah, obviously it sucks. It sucks coming second, but it was a great experience. It was a lot of fun being there and meeting all those guys. Obviously you heard about them and being on the ice and, you know, guys knowing them, but to meet them all was a pretty special moment, and playing beside them was even better. It was a treat to get to know them all, and it was a great month spent with them.
I mean, just look at the. I mean, it's really hard because you're probably in the middle of this, and you want to break from hockey. You'd love to still be playing with the Leafs right now, but so many big games in the last year and a half. It's tough to rank them, but the World Championship game, we all enjoyed watching it. Tell us what it was like, the flow of play, William Nylander and the other team. It was, I thought it was a classic, and it was a great game to watch. How did you feel being a part of the gold medal game?
Yeah, it was great. The atmosphere is unbelievable to play in. It just wasn't Canadian and Swedish fans. It was, it was Russian, Finland. It was just fans from everywhere watching. It was a pretty cool experience. The game speed was unbelievable. It was a fast pace. It seems like it was, kind of just a Stanley Cup game, a playoff game as well. And, obviously a lot of the guys playing in that tournament, missed out on that and, wanted to be in that. And it sucks being there, but at the same time, when you get to play for your country, it's a special moment. And, it just felt like the game was, very fast and, it was a lot of fun to play in.
Fascinating for Leaf fans, obviously. Perhaps the two best, youngest talents at the tournament were yourself and William Nylander. Now, he's a teammate, and he won. Are you going to hear about this?
I'm sure he'll say it a couple times, but it's all right. I'm sure I'll get him back one day.
Mitch Marner's our guest on Brady and Price Sportsnet's starting lineup as the Leafs into their off season, and it's. Tell me how you feel compared to 12 months ago, where you were going into a pretty important training camp for you. So was Austin. So was William. So were a lot of the younger players. And you've got all this experience behind you now. So many regular season games. You've been to almost every building and had the six playoff games. How will you be different in September, October in terms of putting that behind you, Mitch?
Yeah, obviously last year, there was just a big question of what was going to happen. And, I have to go to all the development camps and I had World Junior Camp, everything like that, and it's great going to those things, but at the same time, it takes away from your training. And this summer, it's just going to be all focusing on training, making sure I'm getting ready to, play a full season, and not just finish up the start of playoffs. It's going to be going for hopefully a couple weeks after that, and it's just about training yourself ready to go for that, and making sure that my body's going to be able to withstand that and not get tired and break down on me. And I think this summer's. It's the first time I've really not had anything for camp-wise, and it's going to be a little different, but it's going to be nice. It's going to be a lot of training. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be a great opportunity.
With Mitch Marner, Leafs forward, belated birthday greetings. You were 20. It's amazing. On May 5th, and you look around, I'm sure, dressing room, there's Austin Matthews, there's Nylander, there's yourself. There's so many young players. Do you think at all while this is happening, man, we have a chance to be together for a long time and have great success?
Yeah, obviously. That's the goal. That's what we want to do. We want to be together for a while. We want to play together for, obviously most of our careers or all of them. And it was a great experience this whole year being with a young group and experiencing all the things that we experienced with each other. And it's obviously now it's time to bear down and, we know what to expect. We know what's going to happen and we got to make sure that we're ready for that. And we got to come with a hard push at the start of the season and make sure that, we're not coming in thinking that, we're going to make it here and there just because of, what happened last year. We got to really make sure that, we're ready to do the things and ready to sacrifice what we need to sacrifice.
It's tough, too, because you hear Lou say, or you'd hear Coach Babcock say, we've got to get better. We want to improve our team. We want to improve our roster. And you look around and you go, this is a really good core. But, there's probably no better training ground for you than the London Knights. I used to do OHL games. They're a mini NHL team. That's how it's run. And you see how Mark and Dale run that franchise. And they treat it like a business from day one. And that's good for you guys. Players go in and out. It ends up being something you get used to. So it's not a shock in the pros if a teammate gets traded or a new guy comes in, like what Brian Boyle meant to you guys when you get him at the deadline. It meant a lot for your team.
Yeah, definitely. He was a big part of our team. You know, not just on ice performance, but off ice. Just whenever you needed to talk to somebody, he was there. He's been through that all, and he's been on, you know, multiple teams that he's been a big impact on. And I think when he came to our team, you know, I think just all the young guys, you know, we were kind of just sitting around and we saw that happen. And, you know, we're all really happy to see him on our team. We knew what kind of a guy he was, you know, what he would bring to our squad. And I think when he came there, you know, when we got closer to the playoffs, I think he was the one that just kind of calmed our team down and just kept us, you know, composed. And that was important for our team. We had young people. We didn't really, you know what to expect. We didn't know how hard it was going to be, and he was there to, you know, kind of just walk us through it, I think. And he was amazing to have in our squad there at the end, and a very big part of our team.
You say you didn't know what to expect. Obviously, they always say, you need some experience. Young players got to get in the playoffs. What did you find that you were surprised that you did not know about the playoffs that's different than the regular season?
Obviously it's just harder. It's more of a grind on your body. You're playing every other day and, you know, playing against the same players. And, you know, I feel when you play against the same people, you get their tendencies down. You know what they want to do. And it's the same for them. They know what you want to do. So I think it's just, you guys just keep switching things up. You're playing against the same goalie every night. You know, he knows what you want to do. And obviously they've studied about what you are and what kind of player you are. So I think it's just when you get into the playoffs, people are more, you know, zoned in on what each player does and how each player plays. And I think that's when it comes into play that you need to switch your role and switch what you do. And I think that's what we did well this season is when we got into playoffs, you know, guys turned it up another notch and we played a different way than what we did in the regular season. We played harder and, you know, no matter what happened in the games or, you know, in that series, we fought to the end. And as, you know, obviously it was a great moment for our team. I think it really showed that, you know, no matter what we went through this year, we battled to the end with each other. And, you know, it really felt like a family in that locker room.
It's a fantastic series in retrospect. Mitch Marner joining us on Brady and Price on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, a great 61-point rookie season. So Austin Matthews has his 4-goal game in the season opener, and everyone's like, okay, yeah, he can play in this league. Did you score in the home opener? You had an assist the next night. When was it easy, Mitch, for you to, I mean, basically breathe and know, this is happening, I'm adjusting, every night I'm learning something, practices I'm learning things, but I know I belong? Because not every rookie does. We'd grow up and say, this guy got drafted here, and it takes time. It can take till a third or fourth year to look like you guys looked this year.
Yeah. You know, like I said before, I think it was just nice to, you know, go into that locker room with other young guys, and we all kind of experienced everything together. And I think, you know, when you go into a locker room with guys that have played in the, you know, league for multiple years and have gone through all that stuff, and, you know, you don't really have anyone to relate to you, it's kind of hard to, you know, feel like you belong and stuff like that. And I think this year with all the young guys we had, I think we all just came into each other right away and, you know, started talking, and, you know, we all believed in each other. And, you know, I think all the older guys on our team just started believing us after, you know, the first month of us being there. And obviously playing with Bozy and JVR, they were a big help to me, and, you know, talk to me every day about, you know, just little things and, you know, what to get better at. You know, they're a big part of welcoming me in and, you know, making me feel like I could have played there.
Obviously, you know, putting on a Leafs uniform, right? I mean, guys come from different parts of the country. They come from other countries. But to be someone who grew up around the area and to wear the Leafs and the playoffs and the whole scene this year must have been unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a special moment, obviously, growing up here and, you know, being a part of this city for majority of my life, it was pretty special. And I just, you know, I know this fan base has dedicated a lot of time and, you know, to our team. And, you know, it was nice this season, obviously, what happened with our team and, you know, see how this city reacted to it. And it was just a special moment. And obviously we want that now every season, and we want to feel that fire in the city and, you know, the jump in the city. You know, we've been feeling it for a while now with the Raptors and Blue Jays, and even Toronto FC. You know, all the teams did, you know, a fantastic job of the past seasons. And, you know, now that we, you know, I think kind of put our foot in that ground as well, and now we just want to keep getting better.
Mitch Marner, great having you on the show. I know you're disappointed in the silver medal. We hope you never have to go back and win a gold.
Yeah, thank you.